Today's Mishnah is on Mesechtes Dmai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. Today's Mishnah is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Rav Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Rabbi Yosef, Pinchas Halevi. So the Mishnayos are going to continue to discuss laws of Tevel and Dmai and Trumas and Maestres. Specifically, the Mishnah is going to discuss a halacha that we already know, and that is that it is usur for a person to sell Tevel. Now the truth is we saw that there are limitations and there are times with Tzayrech that it is allowed to sell tevel. But even when you're allowed to sell tevel, you have to be sensitive. Are you selling the tevel to a chaver, someone that himself, you know, when he buys the tevel, will do what he needs to do, be mafresh trumas and maestres? Are you selling it to amei haaretz, who were chashud when it came to the laws of trumas and maestres, which of course is the backdrop of the entire Mesechtes Dmai? Another thing that we need to be mindful of is, and that is, that just like the amei haaretz were chashudim on trumas and maestres, the amei haaretz were also chashudim in the area of tumah v'tahir, which really would create another reason why it wouldn't be so poshut for a person to sell tevel, or really to sell any food to an Am HaAretz. The reason is because if you're going to sell food to an Am HaAretz, the Am HaAretz very likely will be metama the food. As soon as the food becomes mukhshal mekabel tumah, becomes wet, at that point it's now mekabel tumah. And it's very possible that the tumah Am HaAretz somewhere along the way is going to be metamed, and being metama food biyadayim is not so pashit, and as a result, to be machshul someone, to be metamufu biyadayim, is also not so pashit. Now what we need for our Mishnah is that it is actually aser to be metamatevel. And the reason it's aser to be metamatevel, which at first glance, we know it's aser to eat tevel, but why would it be aser to be metamatevel? It's because licked in tevel truma. And even though, until you mafresh the truma, the tevel doesn't have kedusha, but afal pikein, the understanding is that b'chlal masayim mana inside the tevel is truma. And if you can't be metama truma, that's very, very problematic. So too, on some level, you're not allowed to be metama tevel either. So with those ideas in mind, that it's not pashit to sell tevel, certainly not to an Am HaAretz, for two reasons. Number one, because the chashad ala maestris, so you're being machshalim in the world of trumas and maestris. And number two, because in the tevel is truma, and you're not allowed to be goyrim tuma to truma, which means then you can't be goyrim tuma to truma either. We have Mishnah Zokta, Hilig Mishnah, Bishama, Yoyrim Bishama, he says, Al Yim Keradim, as Esav al Chavar. A person is not allowed to sell olives only to a chavar, meaning only to someone that's nizer in the world of tuma v'tahira, meaning it's loymi baya, he has to be nizer in trumas or maestres. But that's not enough. He also has to be nizer in tumah v'tahira. Where do you see that? You see that in the word chaver, just to be precise, because a chaver sometimes means someone that's nizer in tumah v'tahira. Sometimes it means someone that's nizer in trumas or maestres. Usually you want to look at the context, right? The chaver is the person that is nizer, right? That's usually what chaver means. But if you want to be super accurate, when we talk about someone that's nizer in trumas or maestres, but is not nizer in tumah v'tahira, we usually use the word neman. He's a neman ala maestras. Chaver is implied that he's more than just a neman. He's also nizer in tumah v'tahira. So the Shammai is essentially saying that he not allowed to sell zaysim only to a chaver. It's not enough that he's nizer in trumas v'maestras, that's pasha. But he also has to be nizer in tumah v'tahira, because we're afraid that if he's not nizer in tumah v'tahira, when he's pressing these zaysim, they're going to become wet, and then he's going to be metam with them, and you're going to be goyrim tumah to tevel, which is initially. So the Shammai says, no, afla maestr, it's not a problem. Meaning, as long as the person was mekabel on himself that he is going to give maestres, so as long as he's a neman, that's enough. He doesn't have to be a chaver. So Beis Shammai says you have to be a neman on maestres, and you have to be a chaver in the world of tumah v'tahira. Beis Hillel says no. As long as you're not nichshol in tumah v'tahira in maestres, so then I'm not over lifnei iver lizikta nichshol. I don't have the iser of selling tevel. I tumah v'tahira. Beis Hillel's not worried about tumah v'tahira. Why is he not worried about tumah v'tahira? So the reason is because right now the zaysim that you're selling are not mukhshal l'kabel tumah. So what are you saying? How do you know that while he's pressing, or maybe somewhere along the line, it's going to get wet? I hear Bishul's not worried about that. Beis Shammai was worried about that. Beis Hillel was not worried about that. And then the Mishnah says, "Tznuyei Beis Hillel hoyinoyig in kedivrei Beis Shammai." That the tznuin in Beis Hillel, they were noyig kedivrei Beis Shammai. They were machmer like Beis Shammai, and they were nizer that lo yimker adam ezesav el lachaver. So we're not going to talk about this now. But anytime you find that Chazal say that the Talmidim of Beis Hillel were machmer like Beis Shammai, so what comes to mind is the Mishnah in the first parak of Masechtas Brachos, where the Mishnah says there was a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how exactly a person is supposed to learn Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah tells a story that Reb Tarfon was once machmer, and he read Kriya Shema like Beis Shammai. He was almost killed. And when he came into Beis Medrash, he reported what happened. The Chacham told Rav Tarfin that Kedai ho yisolach ba'atzmacha she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel, because you want Keneged Beis Hillel. As if to say that someone that goes Keneged Beis Hillel might even be Chayev Misa. Rav Tarfin was Chayev Misa in the words of Chazal. You have to know what that means because of the fact that it was over on divrei Beis Hillel. Yet you have a Mishnah, Utsnuei Beis Hillel ha'yunoigin kedivrei Beis Shammai. As if, why not? Let's just take on a chumrah. This is not a chumrah she'et tovay aleim bracha. This is a chumrah that's a very, very slippery slope. We have a lot of raid bites on this. Ve'inkam mekoyma. Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim she'batzer es karmeyem l'teich gasach. So Mishnah Zayin, and really Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes, are going to talk about situations where you have people that were partners. So there's some sort of partnership going on over here, and now the partnership is going to meet the laws of Trumas and Isis. So in this case, we have two people. These two people, they owned the Karen, they owned the vineyard, they owned it b'shutfis, and they were being beitzer, they were harvesting the grapes that grew in their vineyard, l'toich gasachas, and they put it into one big barrel. Now, the nature of these two shutfim was that echad ma'aser, one of these two people was someone that gave ma'aser, the echad she'ina ma'aser, and the other person was someone that did not give ma'aser. So you have one person that's a ma'aser, and you have the other person that's another ma'aser. Now, Pashit, you would say, okay, what's the big deal? Now they have all their grapes in a gas. They made wine from it. So now they're going to split the grapes, so they're going to split the wine. I'll take my half, you take your half. I'll do what I have to do, you'll do what you have to do. If I'm a chaver, it's a gebaldik. I'll be mafish all the chumas and maestras. If you're an amma'aretz, you'll give chumah gedayla, roiv amma'aretz, ma'atzer name. It'll be dmai. If someone buys it, he'll open up a sachtes mai. He'll know what to do. That would be the pashtas. Stating that, the Mishnah says that really it's not pashit at all. It's not so posh to just go ahead and do that. And the reason is because Ein Breira. What does Ein Breira mean? It means that when two partners divide something, when each shutiv gets his chelik, we don't say that each person got what is halachically coming to him. But rather, what we say is that we don't really know what belongs to one partner, what belongs to the other partner. And when the partners split, what they're essentially doing is that I'm being mevater on mine and you're being mevater on yours. So the way we have to look at it is that when the two partners are going to split, really, they're not taking what's theirs, but they're potentially giving each shutif his chelik, and that's how that shutif is getting what's theirs. The point is that when I take mine, we look at it as if half of what I took belongs to me, and the other half I got from you. And when you, the other shutif, take yours, we look at it as half of it was really coming to you, and the other half you got from me. So that each shutif is getting from the other shutif. That's where the problems are. Because now if one shutif is a chavar and the other shutif is an amma'aretz, is the chavar just allowed to go ahead and give the amma'aretz tevel? No, he's not allowed to. There's an issur to sell tevel to an amma'aretz. So here you have a shutif who's an amma'aretz. It's a problem. You can't just go ahead and at the end of the month, just split up all the money that you made. You can't just go into the gas and start splitting up all the grapes and all the wine. Because at the end of the day, he's an Amaretz. You don't have a right to just go ahead and give tevel to the Amaretz. So that's where this becomes a little bit complicated. And really, what you need to do is you need to be ma'aser. What you're going to have to do is be ma'asner a full 50%. Why are you going to have to be ma'aser a full 50%? Because the half of it that's yours, you're going to have to be ma'aser. And then the half of it that you're giving to your shittif, the Amaretz, you're also going to have to be ma'aser, but let's just talk this out outside. And then when you get back from the Amaretz, your other half, because that's what we're looking at it as if half of it was what's coming to me, the other half I got from my shittif, you're going to have to be ma'aser that as well. But there's one nafkamina. The 50% that I'm ma'aser, the 50% of the total, meaning the half of it that I'm keeping, and the half of it that I'm giving to the Amaretz, I have to be ma'aser b'teres vada. Because I have to look at it as tevel, and as a result, I now have a chiyuv as the chaver, as the adult in this room, to go and be ma'aser and a full 50%. The 50% in addition that I have to be ma'aser, because I got that from the Amaretz, I don't have to be ma'aser materis vaday. Why not? All it is demai. Because maybe the Amaretz did give ma'aser. So what's going to end up happening is, I'm going to have to be ma'aser 75% out of the 100%. Half of it is mine, wherever that half is, so that, of course, I'm chayiv. And the other half, because of Ein Breira, I have to assume that I now got from the Amaretz, which is demai, which just have to be ma'aser again. But of the 75%, so 50 of the 75%, meaning two-thirds of the 75%, I have to be Mahasa Meteris V'adai, and the one-third, the other 25% unit, that I only have to be Mahasa Meteris D'mai. That's essentially what the Mishnah says. So Zok the Mishnah again. Shnaim Shabbatrus Kamelo Teichazach. You have two partners, and they were Beitzner, they're Kerem, and now all the grapes are in a gas, and it's all mixed up together. These are two partners. Echem Mahasav, Echem Shedem Mahasav. One of the partners used to give Maaser, the other partner did not give Maaser. So Zok the Mishnah, HaMaaser, Maaser Shaloi. The one that gives Maaser has to be Maaser his. What does his mean? He has to be Maaser half of what's inside the gas. In addition to that, he has to be ma'aser the chelik of the ama aretz b'chol makim shehu, meaning it's in his rishos right now, which is just a fancy roundabout way of saying he's going to have to be ma'aser 75%. 50% is he's going to be ma'aser b'teiris vade, that's his chelik, that's real tevel. And another 25%, because we're concerned that maybe he's sitting now on half of the Ama Oritz is Chelik, and if that's the case, that's Demai, so that'll be Mafrish, but it's going to have a Kalan Shevet Demai. Demai, of course, is more Kuladig than ordinary Trumas of Maestras.